Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jim.
And it's looking good. The weather for your Memorial Day weekend looking real good. Going to be around 65 today, into the 70s tomorrow. By Friday, 86. Wow. We're gearing up for the weekend. It's going to be a big one.
Dave did say that on Sunday there might be a little spotty shower thing.
Oh, he did. He said,
but just
way
spotty.
To go,
like,
Dave.
You're going to be fine.
Way to go, Dave. Way to go. I find it funny how these forecasters, these people on TV, they call it their own forecast. Like, they're the ones who came up with it. You know, I think I'll make it rain on Sunday. Yeah, I feel like it. Here's my forecast. It's not your forecast.
Is it NOAA? Who does it? No, who does it?
National Weather Service, right?
Yeah,
for the most part?
I don't know.
I don't know where it comes from. I have no idea. I did put out an invitation, though. Carson's going to reach out to get Rick Crandall on the show this week for Memorial Day.
Oh, nice.
You know, they always do that Freedom Memorial.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, right? Freedom Memorial?
Mm-hmm.
Over in Aurora that he put together for all the military that have perished in wars and whatever from Colorado. So we'll try to get him on the show this week.
Does his wife still hate you?
Why does she hate me?
Because you cut down that bush.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Tell her, when you reach out to her, Spadell or Carson, tell her that that's the day that for Rick to be on, that BJ's not going to be here. So she won't tell him not to come on. Here's what happened, all right?
This was nobody's fault.
They invited our radio station.
It was nobody's fault.
Rick did. He said, because Rick used to work here. And he said, hey, would you guys as a company like to come out and, you know, take some of the, some of the weeds and all the bushes out of
a yard cleanup.
Get this thing all decorated up, ready for Memorial Day 1 year. This was like, I don't know, 7-8 years ago,
right? Yeah, but it was fun. We were excited to go and help.
We go out there, and they give us a little, little hatchet to, do our work with, or maybe even a lawnmower or whatever. I had a hatchet, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I cut down the wrong bush.
Not only did you cut down the wrong bush, it was protected.
No, my.
It was a protected
bush.
Species. According to the state of
and
Colorado.
And it wasn't a full bush, just so you don't, and it doesn't sound crazy. It was those, like, I don't know. They pop up and they do kind of look like weeds, but they're in fact a grass. They're that kind of grass that blows in the wind.
Yep. Yep.
So I know it was nobody's fault.
It wasn't my fault, Jamie.
I know.
And I don't know my weeds.
Well, I'm backing you up. It does technically look like a weed.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be that blowing grass.
Yeah. And she was not happy.
Oh my
with
God,
me.
She was so mad at him.
She did not like that. I didn't know my plants.
I know she didn't. She actually said this. Next time, why don't you ask before you cut it down?
That's what she said. And then, get this, right there in front of everybody, she took my hatchet away.
She did.
It was like, it was like being in the military. They take away one of your medals. She
you
took
got
my
stripped
hatchet
of your
away.
Hatchet.
She said, you get over there. Here's some window cleaner. You work on the memorial.
I'm
like, I like to in the weed par.
Nope.
I got out there and got myself in big trouble at the memorial.
Did. Man, she was mad.
Right, so maybe Rick later on.
Yeah,
in the
maybe,
week.
Maybe.
All right. I guess our Nuggets coach, the former coach, Michael Malone, got a new gig. He's going to be on TV now. He's a superstar.
You know, I can see him being really likable on TV.
Yeah, I don't know that much about this dude.
I can just remember his press conferences and stuff.
And especially like during the parade and when they won the championship, he was out there a lot talking.
Well,
to
he was wasted.
Well, I know, but
I don't know if that's a great
interview.
He was still outgoing
for TV.
You know, if he wants to be like Charles Barkley, he's perfect.
Have a couple before you get on there. I don't know.
All I've ever seen this guy is on TV doing a press conference after Nuggets games. I don't think I can use that to say that he's going to be a great commentator on TV. And he starts tonight, I think, right? Doesn't the Western Conference playoffs start tonight? I think they do. And I think he's on there tonight. All right, here's the announcement.
So the Nuggets will not be in the Western Conference Finals. Not sure if you'd heard that news. But a former Nugget will be there.
Michael Malone is joining ESPN.
We know what you mean.
Okay, thank you.
I got to hear that
again. Oh, my God, she's like me.
This woman here, we could hire her for this show.
Yeah,
she'd be great for us. Listen.
But a former Nugget will be there.
Michael Malone is joining ESPN.
We know what you mean.
Okay, thank you. To cover the series.
She never even got to finish it.
She didn't even say ESPN.
Audio.
Yeah.
She didn't even get to finish ESPN.
God bless her.
Between the Thunder and the Timberwolves, Malone will be working in the NBA countdown pregame and the halftime shows. He led the Nuggets to the Western Conference Finals twice, including 2023 when they won their first ever NBA championship.
Now, here's the question. Do they hire this guy if the Nuggets win and they're in the playoffs? I don't think they do.
Oh, you mean next year?
No. If the Nuggets had won, you notice they waited until the Nuggets are completely out of it before they hired this guy. I wonder if it had been a conflict to them if they had hired him if the Nuggets were moving on.
I think they would have done it either way.
Well, I was going to say the opposite. I wonder if he even would have wanted to. Like, I'm not going to talk about
that. Because that would be awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's a good question.
Don't you find that timing, though, a little suspicious in a way?
That feels like that's intentional.
Nuggets lose on Sunday. They hire him on Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's something there.
I agree.
Yeah, they either would or wouldn't. But I love this lady.
So is he going to go to a team? Do we know?
Pardon?
Is he going to go to a team?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. They're saying that if this works out, that he might go into TV full time. Right. But I don't think anybody really knows. But I got to play this lady again.
Michael Malone is joining ESPN.
We know what you mean.
Okay, thank you.
I like her, too.
That's the best part of the audio. That's a lot better than the Michael Malone story.
Right?
Just her trying to get ESPN right. God. It does sound like us, doesn't it?
I know, it does, exactly.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios and on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Our podcast there after 10 o'clock. Anything you miss on the program, you'll get it there. Also, you can listen to us live anywhere in America. I got a quick trivia question before we get to this below deck thing that you say you're no longer hip or something.
I'm not cool. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask this trivia real quick here because I saw this yesterday. And I was a little surprised by it. Can you name, and it's not even close after you get past these three, okay? Can you name the top three colors of vehicles on the road? It's not even close after these three.
Black, white, and gray.
Shmadil?
You ask the question again?
The color, what's the top three colors that are on the road today? Vehicles.
Oh, vehicles.
Well, never mind. You're not even listening. Never mind. It takes too long to explain it. Carson?
Black, silver, and white.
Well, gray and silver are kind of the same thing.
I'm just saying, that's what my pick are.
Black, white. Well, actually, it's white first.
White,
black, gray.
Ta-da!
I thought for sure red would be in there.
Yeah.
Nah.
I thought red or blue or something.
I wouldn't want to have a red car.
But
I would pick black, white, or gray.
I will tell you this. Getting a certain color like a blue, red, or whatever, it is fatiguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets old. It gets old. Black and white, they never get old for some reason.
But black also shows a lot of dirt.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So I have a black car and I have a gray car.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm a follower.
All right, let's get to a below deck.
Maroon.
I have maroon and I hate it.
What makes one gravitate towards maroon?
The price.
Oh. There was a deal
fair.
On it.
That's fair. That's fair. I also don't get people that get yellow cars.
Yeah. Yellow's I don't get another yellow. One. I had a yellow car once, okay? It was a 280ZX. That was Datsun.
Nice.
It was called a Datsun 280Z. That damn thing looked like a banana. I bought this car. I thought I was so cool until the first person called it a banana.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was down. I couldn't wait to get rid of it.
Sad.
But I had a friend say, hey, look at Beach. Here he comes in the banana.
Yeah, and then my friend, they've ruined it for me because I like white cars, but then they said, you know, when they add black accessories to it, like say that, what's that, Discover, you know, the one I like that I've been looking at.
Defender.
The Defender.
Yeah,
so it's white, and it has like the black with a waddle. It has all the black accessories, yep. And they're like, that looks like an Oreo cookie. And now I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah. Yeah, when somebody makes a statement like that,
yeah.
It does. It sticks with you. It's like, oh, geez, I've got to drive the banana again. You know?
It's true.
But I used to hate white. Yeah. I used to hate it years ago. I love it now. To me, it's my favorite color on the road.
I like it except for trucks. Trucks, it tells me that you're working on an electrical pole.
There's that Facebook group. It's called the Crappy Drivers of Douglas County. Everyone on there constantly bitches about people with white cars. They say that they're like the most aggressive and worst drivers, and that's like all they complain about in that group.
It's actually called SH with a little thing, T, Drivers of Douglas
County. Yeah, I was just trying to edit. Yeah.
Crap.
Oh. No, I follow them too. That's funny. You follow them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a funny group.
They put license plates out there. They
just call people out.
Yeah, this jackhole did this.
They're
aggressive. They have like video of them. And
can you do that? Can you put license plates out
there? Oh, they do. Yeah. They don't care.
I don't know if it's legal, but yeah, they do it.
Yeah. And then some people call other people Karens. They're like, oh my God. They ran off our kids at the Sonic and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, Karen, they were just having fun at Sonic.
It's like a bully website.
Oh, my God.
It's got to bully people for their driving.
You have no idea how crazy
they
get.
No kidding. Yeah, I've never seen it.
You got to go and follow it. It's just fun, Marie.
And it's the S show?
It's the SH, and then there's a little thing of Douglas County drivers. Yeah. It's right. It's fun.
I wonder if we have one in Jeffco.
There probably is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll bet you I'm on there. My license plate number. All right, let's go to Below Deck here.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, what's going on? What's
all right, so this is just so dumb. So, you know, you guys, I watch Bravo and all that stuff. And so last night, and I thought I was going to bring it in here and that Carson and Schmidl were going to, like, tell me what for. But they didn't follow it either. They didn't know what I was talking about either. So there's this thing when you date people, right? Yeah. And I know that Carson's been in marriage and all that too long, so he wouldn't know. And Schmidl doesn't date that often, so maybe that's why he doesn't know. But they didn't even give me any help. There is this thing in dating where, I didn't know this, but when you date somebody, you date them, okay? And then you can also have sex with other people, right? And you're like, everything's fine. Well, then the next level, so that's level one. Then level two is exclusive. Okay. Meaning you're still trying to figure out if you like are into this, but you don't other people, okay?
Which makes sense.
Right. And then level three is girlfriend, boyfriend.
See, this is where you lose me.
Me too!
Because boyfriend and girlfriend means that you're exclusive, right?
Yeah.
And if you're boyfriend and girlfriend, you're not sleeping with other people.
Exactly.
So what's a... I don't get the difference.
I don't know. They have this whole thing that it's like a rule because that way you're not labeled. If you're exclusive, you're not really labeled. You're just not having sex with other people, but you're not girlfriend, boyfriend. This is just too... I can't date anymore.
I'm lost.
Dude, I think I'm going to be... Lost. You know what I'm going to do? Lesbians.
Yeah. But then you'd be girlfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, you still have that.
God.
Still have
You think it's still a problem?
Yeah.
I feel women are more sensible. We'll just figure it out.
I think even if you're a lesbian, you can have open or you can have exclusive and then girlfriend, girlfriend, where it gets really complicated.
Yeah, I guess so. But did you
same
ever
way
hear
with gay guys.
Did you ever hear of these three stages in your life of dating?
No, just the first two.
Right.
The first two, because the exclusive made you girlfriend, boyfriend.
The
open, you're not girlfriend, boyfriend.
Right.
You're just F buddies.
Right, right. But everybody plays by new rules now.
But now you've added the third category, and now it's just thrown me for a loop.
Me too. Actually, I have a little bit of audio. They explain it about not getting a title.
No, this is on Below Deck.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this a boat show?
Yeah, it's a boat show. Everybody needs a boat.
This is a boat show, this and they're explaining this on a boat show.
Because they all hook up on this boat show.
Oh.
Because they're out at sea. Like, and you got to have semen out there.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do. You got to let it roll, don't you? Here we go.
What's happening with Hattie? Is everything good?
Yeah. He really, really likes me, and he made that very clear. But, obviously, I was in, like, an engagement, and just the idea of having a title again is, like, it's tough to, like, think about. I also don't love, like, being overwhelmed.
I'm just one step behind everyone.
You're getting there.
Harry's...
I've been here longer. Things move quick on a boat. Next thing it'll be like, do you want to be my girlfriend? I'm not nervous talking to Bree about being official. I know that we're on the same page. You know, a relationship's like this. It's a build-up. There's no point going... Ugh. But if the boyfriend-girlfriend thing comes up, then yeah, we can label it.
But they didn't. They only went exclusive last night. Because she didn't want to be boyfriend-girlfriend. She only wanted to be exclusive. And I lost my mind.
So the rules are, if you're boyfriend-girlfriend, what are those set rules?
So I think when you're boyfriend-girlfriend, you know you're on the path to, like, a future.
Okay. Yeah, and you're not sleeping with anyone else.
Right. If you're exclusive, I think you can... like flirt with other people, but you just can't do wiener stuff.
Okay. It's actually starting to make sense now.
Okay.
Because
All right.
boyfriend girlfriend gets you on the path to possibly matrimony down the road.
Right.
The exclusive, just no, we're not going to do it with anybody else. We're just going to, you know, hang together. But that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have a real future together.
Yeah.
And then the open is just, you know.
I just keep staying in F
so
status. You
now.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everybody just keeps F statusing me.
Yours is open. Only yours is wide open. Let me write down that wide open, because that's a category we haven't covered yet. Okay, Jamie fits in the wide open.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. It's the official kickoff till summer. And then after that, next week, I think a lot of the schools are out next week for the summer.
Done, son.
Yeah, done for the summer. Now, we have Frog. My wife was telling me, he's 7, we have him in camp.
Oh, good.
Just about every week. Now, did you do this with Ralphie?
Oh, I put him in every kind of camp.
Yeah. We're doing the same thing. We have camp every week but one throughout the entire summer before he goes back to school.
Nice.
Just to keep him busy.
Yeah.
One, we have to retake the bicycle camp.
Is that one? I wish I knew the name of it because I love that camp. Is it? So they do kayaking, bicycles, they go hiking. It's like 4 things, right, in one day?
Yeah, but this is our second go around. It's a little embarrassing for us. We went first time in the first bicycle camp. Didn't take, okay? He did learn to ride. He could keep it straight up and whatever, but I don't know what the hell happened. He took a little time off from riding the bicycle after the camp and forgot everything.
I hate to tell you this, but, you know, I know of a 3-year-old that can kick his ass on the bicycle.
You're telling me? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. That's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, I saw a little 3-year-old, not going to name names, but
I've never, and you know, here's part of the problem. He doesn't care. He doesn't care to ride the bike. I've never seen a kid that's 7 years old that is not attracted to being able to ride a bicycle.
Well, my kid only because the other kids in the neighborhood were on their bikes. So
it was like a pressure situation.
Yeah, he got to. So he must not be around any other little kids that have bikes in the neighborhood.
You see a few.
Yeah.
Probably nothing like your neighborhood.
Yeah, because in the cul-de-sac, they were all on bikes. So you had to be on a bike.
I loved bicycles. I mean, but it was our mode of transportation, you know? But he doesn't see it that way at all. He couldn't care less about that bicycle. But we are in camp.
Hey, do this. Let's traumatize him a little bit, you know? Go, you know? There's a 3-year-old that can ride her bike.
We've got videos.
Show them the videos of little Debbie.
I would think the pressure of just being at school with other kids that bring bicycles to school, that would be enough to make you want to
do
it.
Yeah, do a lot of
know?
The kids bring their bikes to school?
Some do, yeah.
Did you let him fall?
No.
I mean, maybe it's on you.
No, there's no injury. There's nothing like that.
He hasn't fallen and scraped a knee?
No, he's not ridden enough to do that.
Right.
The only time he's ever ridden one that I know of without me holding it, and I guess that's what you're talking about. I've done that in the grass with him before, but you can't get any traction in the grass.
What about you learn training wheels? Did you put those on there?
We did training wheels. He just does not take to it. He's weird.
Because he's not weird.
That
don't
is
call
weird
your kid
to me.
Weird.
That's weird.
He's built different, is what you say these days.
Oh, you can't say weird?
No,
my kid's weird?
No, he's built different.
My kid's built different. He's in fear of a bicycle. Right. He's got two wheels.
Because I will tell you, I fell off a skateboard once, and it's a life changer. You don't really want to get back on that skateboard again. So I didn't know if he had a traumatic fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking maybe something happened with a bicycle. I not that I know of, though.
Or did he learn the luxury of one of those little cars with the battery?
Oh. Yes.
Where you don't have to put any effort into it and you just push the gas?
Still rides it.
Yeah, see?
That thing is built for a three-year-old. He's 7. He still rides it.
Yeah.
He loves
that
car.
Well, yeah, they're driving.
Yeah. They got a sense of freedom. Yeah, leave dad in the dust.
Yeah, do you blame them? I mean, they're in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's ruined it for the bicycle era.
I know that we had a moment where we had to get back on the bike because my son was in his Jeep and that was life. He loved that
you
thing.
You have to afford, like, even with little Debbie, she just got a new Jeep for her birthday and it's all she wants to do.
Yeah.
And I told her one day, I was like, listen, the Jeep's out of service. It's in the shop.
Oh, nice.
It can't drive. So I unhooked the battery so it wouldn't even turn on.
Oh, that's
and I was
good.
Like, they're fixing. They're going to come fix it. So she got on her bike. But that's the only way I could do it.
But I bet that's what happened. Because they were like, why would I even pedal when I can push a gas?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I have a radio in it.
Yeah. Bluetooth, what's that?
Yeah. For the second go around, it's going to cost about $300 to go back to bicycle. Here we go.
Oh, my God. It is expensive. Those camps are expensive.
Oh, it is.
Oh, and didn't you have your pizza party last night?
I did the pizza party.
Do you want to tell everybody about that one?
You know, let me tell you. I feel a little bit.
Why are you, like, kind of whispering?
Well, because I don't want to say anything bad because we've signed up for a golf kids membership.
You told me you've never met that many snotty people in your life.
I said golf has a lot of snotty people. I didn't say it was last night. It just so happened we were talking about the pizza party when I made the comment that there are some snotty people in golf.
Yeah, okay? Right, yeah.
I didn't say it was last night, Jamie. Are you trying to get me for that wide open comment?
Kind of, I'm going back to that.
That wide open.
That wide open. Jamie's a whore.
So, no, it's just I found it because we signed up. And I feel a little bit snookered, okay? Because you sign up and it's like $500. And it's like six. Now, this is the first.
This is for golf.
First layout, the schedule and everything that you get when you sign up. It's on a website. So we go ahead and sign up. It's like 6 weeks. Now, 6 weeks for $500 is kind of expensive.
It is expensive.
$100 every time you go out there with a 7-year-old.
Right.
How much is he going to learn? Come on. And then, turns out, one of the weeks, which was last night, of the six, is a friggin' pizza party.
It's not even any golf.
I paid $100 for a pizza party.
For one kid.
You know how many pieces of pizza he ate? Because I counted every one of them. 3.
Nice.
$33 a slice. I left there pissed.
Now, what made you think everybody was snotty there?
Nobody would talk to us.
Oh,
no.
Did you have flops on?
Well, I come in as the older dad.
Yeah.
And some eyes grandpa.
Yeah.
And I did have socks and flops, but that's not so bad at a golf course because it just shows that maybe you changed your golf shoes.
Yeah, but this was a kid's pizza party.
But it was a kid's pizza party.
So
I don't know what I did
your
wrong.
Your footwear says I gave up.
Yeah. I don't know what I did wrong. I just think it's a little hoity-toity.
Yeah.
That's all, you know. I think you have there was a lot of Range Rovers, BMWs, a couple of Mercedes in the parking lot. Then here I come with my Toyota.
And it's all dented.
Dented up, smoking, using about a quarter oil a day. I could see where I stick out, I guess.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DJ and Jamie. Man,
some people are just so evil. So I saw this yesterday, Jamie. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but in the St. Louis area, probably here in Colorado too, more than likely, because jerks are everywhere. But St. Louis, I saw Kentucky. There's a ton of scams out there organizations. Well, they're not even organizations. They're just people that are scamming, trying to help the tornado victims if you give a little bit of money. But there are websites that are popping up, and it's people that are
like
trying to take advantage of this whole situation with the tornadoes.
I never get that.
These people, I mean, they just sit and wait.
Yep.
They just wait for tragedy so they can hop on it and make a profit.
They're even saying that people are acting like they're with FEMA and wearing a little, like, jacket and stuff.
And, caught. And I know this from just my my grandpa Gus, which is my father-in-law that lives with us. His family lost everything. They're fine, but they lost everything. It wiped out Grinnell, Kansas. And I know your hometown got hit too, right?
Right, yeah.
These people are scrambling right now. They're in a state of mind of where do I turn next? And so easily to be taken advantage of. But not only them, with scammers that come their way, they're looking at people like you and me that want to help in some way. And they're coming after you too, but it never fails that these scammers come out.
I was at dinner with a bunch of people last night, and one of our friends, his mom had passed away and in Grand Junction. And so he wanted the piano moved to here to Littleton, right? And so he paid movers $500 to move the piano from Grand Junction to here. They took his money, and they're not even real.
Wow.
Is the piano still there?
No, they took the piano and they took his money.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Loaded it and everything.
So,
they loaded it up and we can't find him. I mean, I'm not part of the we, but they can't find him. They're gone.
Unbelievable.
They're just gone. They had a website and everything.
Wow. Not only did they take your $500, they took your piano.
your mom's piano that's passed away.
That's awful.
I was like, do you have like the license plate number? He's like, I didn't take a picture of that.
Did he just find him online?
And yeah, he just found him online.
Wow.
Yeah, piano movers.
It's unbelievable. How do these people
sleep?
And
where are they going to go with a baby grand piano?
Oh, you'd be surprised. They could sell it somewhere.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
They just took his $500.
I mean, Carson sells meat. I know they can sell pianos.
Yeah. You give me a piano, I'll sell that too.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you had a piano to sell instead of steaks one day in a parking lot at Southwest Plaza?
You need to explain this because nobody gets it.
Carson goes out with a meat truck when it comes to town. They buy advertising, right?
And not only that, but I think Carson's interested in actually working for them full time.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you really?
So I'm just telling you, these guys make it sound like they are making bank, just rolling it. Like,
you think they are?
A bunch of them, according to their commission, is pretty lucrative. So they travel around. I mean, granted, they're gone for like 6 months at a time and they never see their family, but they're like sending home, like one guy had a full family. He was supporting like four kids on one income. Now, I was like,
these are these trucks that come into town, they park in a parking lot, and they're selling you 20 steaks for $20.
Right.
Okay. Everybody knows that slogan, 20 steaks for $20. And then Carson shows up, you know, doing a remote for the radio station. He'll show up to help hawk the meat too. And they sell out.
And he is enamored by these dudes. Like they had a Rolex on and stuff. And he's like, Jamie, you don't understand. They sell so much meat and make so much money. I'm like, are you thinking about being in the meat business full time?
They literally just sling meat, and they're just shipping wads of cash back to home.
Yeah, and he's like, and then they go back to a really nice hotel and have cocktails.
Yeah, and their kids are like little Debbie's age. They're driving like mini Ferraris and stuff, and you know that's not cheap.
Yeah.
And the little 9 volts.
I wonder how much money these meat pushers make.
I don't know.
I think it depends on how much you sell, because then they load up the trucks, right? They have like a master truck. It's like a hub that just sits in a parking lot somewhere, and this is like a huge semi.
It's mothership.
Yeah. And then
the mother meat ship.
Yeah. And all these other little trucks go out there, they restock up at night, and then drive back to the locations, and then they sell out again and drive back to the mother meat ship.
And I did hear that they hide the mother meat chip because they don't want it to get stolen.
Yeah.
Because that's like their money.
They will break, people will break into those trucks.
Yeah. Because they want 20
ribeyes for $40.
I went out and spent $160 at his last appearance.
I know you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
I went out and bought a bunch of meat.
And then you told me you chewed on one piece of steak for five days.
It's good because, see, here's what I'm thinking, okay? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I told
Jamie, we joke.
I said, this is great diet meat because I've gone on a red meat diet.
Yeah.
More, just all protein, okay? The only thing I want to eat is eggs and red meat, steak. So the steaks that I bought from Carson, I thought, man, this is the route to go. And sure enough, it really paid off. Because this meat, you chew it enough that you'll lose weight on calories just from chewing.
Your cheekbones look svelte. I mean, that looks amazing.
It's jaw training.
Yeah.
This is like Ozempic meat. It will make you lose weight. Because you will chew and chew and chew.
He's kidding.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.